We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot. We're in item 21, introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot, item 21. Now it is thoroughly understood why the answer of the angels regarding man's creation, which we learned in the Midrash, in item 11, is not presented. It is because even the angels of mercy and righteousness did not agree to the present man, since he has gone completely out of their influence and has become completely dependent on the Sidra Acha. The Midrash ends, he took truth and threw it to the earth. They all said immediately, let truth rise from the earth. This means that even the angels of mercy and righteousness regretted their consent, as they never agreed that truth would be disgraced. This incident occurred at that time of the eating from the tree of knowledge, when truth was absent from the management of the substance of reality, since the scrutinizing force imprinted in man by creation, which operates by the sensation of bitter and sweet, has weakened and failed, as written in item 17. This is so because the provision for sustenance, which are 288 different prinot, were already as clear as day, connected in the system of Kedusha, and the palate tastes its food to attract in full all that is beloved and sweet, and reject all that is bitter and bad, so no man will fail in them. However, after the first tasting of the tree of knowledge, for which the gadlut form of self-reception has stuck to them, their body and the Kedusha became two opposites. At that time, the abundance of sustenance, which is the 288 prinot, went to the hands of the Sidra Acha. You find that the 288 sparks that had already been sorted were remixed by the Sidra Acha. Thus a new form was made in reality, the form whose beginning is sweet and whose end is bitter. This was because the form of the 288 has been changed by the Sidra Acha, where the light of pleasure brings separation and a bitter drop. This is the form of falsehood, the first and foremost progenitor of every destruction and confusion. It is written, he took truth and threw it to the earth. Thus, because of the serpent, a new discernment was added to man, the active cognitive force. It operates by discernments of true and false, and one must use it throughout the correction period, for without it, the benefit is impossible. Come and see all the confusion caused by the fall of the 288 sparks into the hands of the Sidra Acha. Before they tasted from the tree of knowledge, the woman could not even touch the forbidden thing. By mere nearness to the tree of knowledge, she tasted bitterness, and that tasted like death. For this reason, she understood and added the prohibition on touching. After the first eating, when the Sidra Acha and falsehood already controlled the sustenance of reality, the prohibition became so sweet in its beginning that they could no longer retire from it. This is why he said, I have eaten and I shall eat more.
Okay. Is there anything to ask here? There are no questions because what he says is not clear. Still, Kiev? Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. Interesting. If it says here that the woman could not touch the forbidden fruit, even taste it, then why did the sin happen after all?
That's a question. These questions will solve bit by bit. I just want to hear the questions. Almata?
Раф, родилось два вопроса. Первый, вот какое от природы заложено в нас выяснение?
We have two questions. First, what scrutiny is embedded in us by nature that has disappeared?
Again?
Выяснение истины от природы,
которое... What scrutiny of truth is in us in nature, by nature, that has disappeared?
Sweet and bitter, truth and false, and we are only, we have stayed only in the bitter and sweet, and the truth and false has gone.
Second question. If we take these 288 parts out of the Sidracha, so now we start from bitter and then we overcome?
Everywhere we follow the bitter, even though in every step we want to receive and to taste the sweet. Yes. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Why does he write every confusion that was thrown to the earth? It seems like he writes about confusion, all this confusion that happened. Why?
Because we're confused by truth. We should yearn for bestowal, for giving, for adhesion, but by our confusion, we're drawn to the opposite.
So also the truth is hidden. Everything's false, basically.
Yes, yes, everything is false. That's
so
good.
How do we turn the false to truth?
Have patience and learn how you come to the falsehood. From the falsehood, you're into the truth.
Again, so the wisdom of Kabbalah brings us to truth, basically. That's what it's about.
Yes, that's the whole matter of the study. What else do you need to learn? We're in this world for a few years to rise from falsehood to truth.
Why does it happen like that then?
Because only in this world, only in this time that is considered that you live in this world, you live in a falsehood, but you have a connection with the truth.
Thank you.
PT 9.
If you can really explain what's written here, because in the same sentence he says that took the earth and threw it to the earth, then he says also that we lost the scrutiny of truth, and then following that he says that there's a new scrutiny, the cognitive force, that he can scrutinize truth and false.
Yes. So what do you want from me? Guys, you have to go into the words that are written. You have to be confused. It's very good that you don't really know your right from your left. And after these confusions and everything you look, you're searching for, you'll understand it's impossible. Just by coming closer to the Creator. And then you'll pray. And you'll get an additional illumination that will help you see what truth and false is. It's not according to what you understand. in new discernments already. And this is how it will fall into place.
Itafor. Thank you, Rav. What is the meaning of the last sentence? I eat it and I eat it more.
That according to the nature of man who is in this world, he says, I don't care what's happening. I have to get my pleasures. Without that, I have no life. I ate and I will eat again. Because without this, I will reach death. That's what he says when he says, I better be off dead than alive. You can interpret it this way. I'd rather live disconnected from the Creator, receiving the pleasure in order to receive, and that for me is called life. I determine this is life. That's considered preferring to die than to live. It's not that he's gonna die. He's gonna get the pleasures from separation.
Give three.
Здравствуйте. А почему так написано, что, ну, получается,
Adam and Eve? Why does it say here that turns out that Adam and Eve chose pleasure for themselves, and right before that they were in pure bestowal, basically, and then they tasted pleasure for self and they liked it? Why?
Because for the will to receive pleasure in order to receive is the most natural thing. It's the most natural thing. That's why they feel that it's much more suitable for them than having some adhesion to in order to bestow. By the vessels, to receive directly into the will to receive is a natural and good thing. You don't need to wrap this action with the intention in order to bestow, because you have to rise above the will to receive for that. You have to evaluate, to value the giver more than the will to receive of oneself, and to disconnect from his own will to receive seemingly, and to appreciate, I say again, to value the giver more than himself. And then, this way, you can perform an action in order to bestow to him. That's a very difficult action. You can't do it alone. But for that, you also need force from above.
А еще вот такое падение получается, оно продолжает. Падение.
Turns out that this descent continues to the very lowest point. They understand that it kills them, but they can't stop, or they just don't understand that it kills them.
They can't. While they receive light that enters into the vessel in order to receive, they cannot change their ways until they completely fall. There is no strength to stop the receiving in order to receive in the middle. Where do you take this strength from?
Moscow 1.
До прегрешения они не могли приближаться к древу познания, а после прегрешения.
Before the sin, they couldn't approach the sin of the tree of knowledge, and after the sin, it just happened by itself.
В выборе.
This coming closer for us has to do with our choice.
The Creator is inside us. Inside us, there is an ability to discover the tree of good and bad and to work with it. It's all before us in our choice. Let's read the last part you haven't read, Niv.
We continue. Now you understand why the reward in the Torah is intended only for the ripe bodies. It is because the whole purpose of the Torah is to correct the sin of the tree of knowledge, which induced the confusion of the conduct of the sustenance of reality. It is for this correction that the Torah was given, to elevate the 288 sparks to Kedusha once more. At that time, the conduct of the sustenance will return to the Kedusha, and confusions will cease from the modes of the sustenance of reality. Then people will be brought to their desired wholeness by themselves, solely by the discernment of bitter and sweet, which was the first operator prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The prophets too speak only of this correction. As our sages said, all the prophets prophesied only for the days of the Messiah. This is the meaning of the restoration of the modes of sustenance of the world under sordid providence, as it was prior to the sin. But for the next world implies the end of the matter, which is the equivalence of form with the Maker. Neither has the eye seen a God besides thee. It is also written that in the days of the Messiah, if Egypt does not rise, corporeality will not be on them, meaning through discernments of good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Turkey 1.
It writes, because of the serpents, a new discernment was added to man, the active cognitive force. My friend is asking how to use that correctly.
Simply work with what we have. As they say in the articles by Rabash about the group, correction in the group, etc. That's all corrections. Corrections of that serpent, meaning our ego that has been revealed in us, separated us, broke our connections, etc. What we need to organize, to reorganize, that's how it works. Give one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот это вот выяснение сладкое и горькое, что нам привычно.
This scrutiny.
Что значит правда ложь?
Of bitter and sweet that we're used to doing. What does it mean, truth and false, though? What's the addition here?
I didn't understand.
Сладкое и горькое, мы к нему привыкли. То есть это то, что нам понятно.
The scrutiny of bitter and sweet, we get used to that. That's understood. Truth and false, what's the scrutiny here? How to get closer to it?
Truth and false is something we have to scrutinize. For us, in the meantime, in order to receive this truth, and in order to bestow is false, it should be the opposite.
Делаем этот расчет практически.
How do we make this calculation in a practical way?
Everything is out of the connection between us and with the Creator. When they start to get from Him upper force, like a patsuf, that receive an upper light from above, how it makes a calculation, how much it's able to receive in order to bestow, and how much it can't. This way we correct ourselves. Besides the fact that around us there are other many systems of the klipa, the shell, that we need to disconnect from them, to distance ourselves from them. But basically the whole work is like in the spiritual potsuf, as we learn. It's just that our work in the spiritual potsuf, if we work together, so it's like we learn in the preface or in the study of the 10 sefirot, all the time in the 10 that is consolidated, increasing and receiving forces, and thus rises more and more. There's nothing else. We don't need to go into all kinds of uncorrected systems of the shell or something else. Only work in the connection in the group and in order to bestow to the Creator. That's why all the stories you have in the Torah, in the Bible, and everything you have that we learned about all those prophets, we don't need them. We don't need them. We don't need anything besides a ten and the Creator. That's it. That's what's ultimately a path for us. All the rest of the things are only to confuse us. The work is only there.
Десятка и творец. Это должно стать для меня как бы основным расчетом вообще.
Да. The ten and the creator, that should be the one calculation that we do?
Yes, yes, yes. And nothing else. There, in the connection between you, there is klipa, there is the shell, the kedusha, the sanctity, and all the worlds, and all the possible states. Everything is there.
It's interesting. What universal kind of advice can you give the friends so that during the day they can make this not the regular calculation of bitter and sweet, but the truth and false?
They have to come together. Either I engage in what I feel good with, what I like egoistically, so that's sweet, or I'm engaging in the connection of the friends, which is not so sweet, it's even bitter. And I connect the whole ten and I aim it to the Creator. That's our work.
Так, а вот этот расчет сладкое горькое, он как бы отменяется вот этим расчетом десятка творец, правда?
So the bitter and sweet is cancelled by the truth and false in the with regards to the ten?
Yes.
Ну или один или другой расчет.
Why?
It's either this or that, or they both exist.
I have to work on the connection of the friends, and from the friends to the Creator. And this should be for me the correction of the vessels. And every time in the correction of the vessels, we want to receive the revelation of the Creator, revelation of bestowal, the force of bestowal that will be revealed between us. That's the fruit of the tree of knowledge. That's all.
Алматаван.
Алматаван.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а вот если сила Машеха должна раскрыться вот в эти наши дни,
if the force of Messiah, is it something that needs to appear now in our time? And if it does, then can we say that every friend of Bnei Baruch now in these days can take responsibility for him, for on himself?
Of course, of course. It's a must. It's the duty of each and every one of us to feel that He's drawing the Messiah to be revealed in our days all over the world, and then our world can rise to the level of Atzilut.
Да, и вот из этого вот можем ли мы каждый отождествлять себя?
Can we each of us belong to attribute ourselves to this?
Of course, each and every one.
Вот, а что препятствует тогда? Вот можем мы не брать в расчет все человечество?
So what's the problem? What stops us? Can we not take all of humanity into account, only BB?
After the general shattering in all the general kli, in all the general vessel, each and every part of this vessel can perform its correction, having nothing to do with the others, and then everyone will unite, nonetheless, to the vessel of Adam Arishon.
Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, слышно, да?
Да.
Спасибо. Раф, такой вопрос. А вот мы должны Творца просить, чтобы исправлял состояние, которое...
We have to ask the Creator to correct the situation that appears, the states that appear. Or I have to take on qualities like the Creator's so that I complete them, because I can't just keep asking Him for nonsense.
You will never get qualities from above in order to correct the world. All you will ever get is the possibility to ask the Creator to correct the world.
PT 23. Rav Baal Sulam writes that the scrutiny of bitter and sweet existed before the sin of the tree of knowledge, and after the sin can't be used. Truth and false scrutiny also can't be used because our broken vessels, like he says, truth was thrown to the earth. So only path of Torah is left. What is it? The correction of the vessels first, or how do you even explain what is that?
Through the Torah, the path of Torah is when we draw the upper light and it scrutinizes the vessels for us. That's all. It's not that it's a third path, third way. It's an upper force that comes and scrutinizes for us both the desires and the intentions, and it helps us compose or put together the intentions on the desires so that we can use them properly in the connection between them and with the Creator. That's it. There's nothing new here. PT 19.
לא שומעים.
We can't hear.
לא שומעים, צביקה, לחצת על משהו, לא.
צביקה, we can't hear you, you pressed something there.
Kiev 2.
Okay, Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Раф, а можно сказать, что ответственность за приход Машиаха это...
Can we say that the responsibility for the arrival of the Messiah is the same responsibility as building the general channel through which the light of the Creator passes through our unified kli to the world?
Every 10 has a personal Messiah, and there's a more general one, and a more general one, and a more general one, until this pipeline comes and fills all the vessels in the light that corrects, and later in the light that fills, that fulfills. Yes. Okay. So, where are we, Niv?
Item 22.
Can we start it? No, it's long. Okay. So, maybe we should go. Well, PT 19. Are you ready, Tzvika?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good. So he basically talks about the next world, that the matter is to equivalence of form, neither the eye has seen a God besides you. What is this? Can we do the equivalence of form, or it's done to us again?
You can do whatever is written in a way that the Creator agrees with you. And He is the one performing the actions, not as you say that you do. There is no such a thing that a Creator being does something.
So the question is, to equalize form with the Creator, I first have to do it with the friend?
That's for sure. You have to be connected with the friend so that the Creator will bestow through the point of connection between you.
But how do I then equalize the form to the friend? What does that mean?
When you have to do whatever you can to bestow to him, to be instead of the Creator, for him. Okay, Kiev 3.
Спасибо. Пару вопросов, если позволите. Правильно ли, что на животном уровне творение получает только необходимое?
Few questions, if possible. Is it true that on the animate level, the created being only receives the necessities without surplus and unnecessary surplus, and so? So he has no need for the truth and false scrutiny.
That's correct.
So it turns out that what's good, bitter for what's sweet for me in the beginning is true. So why do I need to get confused? There's a higher truth, like Kabbalists say, but why?
We have to reach states that bitter and sweet will change their form. If you know that it's harmful for you, then you can't feel the sweetness in a fruit if you can be certain it will harm you. Then all its sweetness will seem to you as bitter.
You can't hear.
So it turns out that about the scrutiny of bitter and sweet, that I'm only based on truth and false then.
Right. Okay. Let's listen to the internet. Yes.
They're asking, what is the branch in this world for the tree of knowledge?
We don't have such a thing. Only inside man.
Well, from Latin 5, why does he say that even the angels of righteousness and mercy didn't agree? Is it because they never agreed to lower the truth?
We need to scrutinize these things out of our work, otherwise it will be philosophy. I won't agree to work this way. Next.
Okay. Question from Mach 25. Is it possible to say that the shattering happened in order to know the lie and shake it off?
Yes, that's true.
Last question from PT3. We have a friend in hospital right now fighting for his life. How can we help him?
Pray as much as you can. Pray for him. Doesn't matter what words you use or what language, but to truly ask the Creator to send him some healing.
Thank you.
What about
Nashim?
Women.
USA West. Good, I got the mark. USA West 1. Can we say that the serpent comes to us every time we're diverted, we're absent-minded in the corporeal world?
Yes.
Woman Hebrew, the whole matter of the falling of the 288 sparks, was it avoidable if we wouldn't eat from the tree of knowledge?
No, the whole 288 must appear in all the broken vessels so that we can correct each and every vessel.
Mark 29. Mac 29. Is it correct that the serpent actually helps us?
Without the serpent, we'd stay as beasts, as Adam and Eve were before they ate from the tree of knowledge. The difference between man and animal is that the man ate from the tree of knowledge.
Yeah. Woman Hebrew, what is the correction of the sin of the tree of knowledge?
The correction is that we receive the method of being in faith above reason and raise ourselves and thus become as the Creator.
Woman Hebrew, what does it mean that if it's Egypt, it won't rise?
That's not important for us. We're not dealing with geography and gematriot. No. Next.
Hebrew 6. How from this state can a person reach a choosing of life instead of death?
By his connection to the group. That's the only place the choice
is. Why did the Creator send the serpent to cause Eve to sin?
For the power of the serpent to enter Adam, and then all humans will have the poison of the serpent so they can tell good from bad, that being as a serpent is bad and being above that as the Creator is good, and by the choice between them, they can then become humans, meaning as the Creator, like the Creator.
Woman Hebrew, what does it mean to disconnect from the systems of the klipa, the shell?
To be above in order to receive.
PT2. It is written in the article that Chava sanctified herself to give contentment to the Creator. How did she give contentment to the Creator even though she went against his commandment not to eat from the tree of knowledge?
I didn't understand. Eve did something right. She thought she can do this action of receiving in order to bestow. This is called eating from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, but she didn't know she couldn't. She didn't have the strength for that. On the contrary, as she began to perceive, to absorb the fruit of the tree of knowledge, she felt great sweetness there, which meant she could make a big action, a great action of bestowal, and that's why she went for it, because she didn't feel the prohibition. Adam did have the prohibition, and she didn't, and that's why she did it. That's something we're going to have to clarify more later on.
Woman Hebrew, is eating from the tree of knowledge a necessary condition for a person to want the correction in our age?
If man would not eat from the fruit of the tree of knowledge, then he would not sin, and then he'd have nothing to correct. Then he would not attach vessels of reception to himself, and he would not be able to become as Adam, in similar to the Creator, by corrections. Then he would just be as an angel. Before the sin, man, Adam, is like an angel. He doesn't want anything bad. Only after he sinned and connected to himself the vessels of reception from the vacant space. So now, after the sin, he can sin and correct. That's why all of our steps towards the final correction is by recognition of evil. And it's not that we make the evil, it's what became revealed in that same sin of Adam HaRishon. We each time receive a bit more of that sin and then correct it and correct it.
An additional question, will there be a generation where there will be no need for this sin?
That will be the generation of the final correction. After the final correction, there won't be any more things to correct.
From Nahariya, according to the text, does a person advance towards death because he's distancing himself from the source of light, from the Creator?
What? I didn't understand. Say it again.
According to the text, does a person advance on his own towards death because he's distancing himself from the source of light, from the Creator?
No, we don't move away from the source of light. On the contrary, we discover how much we can get closer to the source of light and correct ourselves, and we are fulfilled more and more with the upper light.
Two, how does the upper force expressed? How is it expressed through our desires and intentions?
That's our spiritual work. We are. Let's move to the next last part of the lesson.